23 and verse number 46. And I ask you to turn to Isaiah when you find that place. Turn to Isaiah chapter number 40, verse number 10 and verse number 12 tonight. And I have something on my heart tonight I just want to share with the congregation. I want to share with you tonight that what God has spoke through me, we're through Easter Sunday. We're through that, but we're not through with it. We're not through with it. And God is in, man, he has nailed me this week with this. And I just want to go back with something that Jesus Christ said. And I just want to show you tonight in my heart where I believe God is teaching me tonight. And I'd be able to share it with you tonight. Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 46. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word tonight. And I want to do a little study tonight on the hand of God. The hand of God. Luke 23 and 46, the Bible says, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost." Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 10, the Bible says, "Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighted the mountains in scales, in the hills in a balance?" Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, what a sweet spirit it is in this house tonight. Lord God, we've come in for one thing tonight, and that's to honor and glorify you. Lord, I thank you that the word says I must decrease and you must increase. And Lord God, I pray tonight as we study the hand of God tonight, your hand tonight. Father God, I pray that we realize that we're in your hand tonight if we've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I thank you tonight for all the baptisms that lined across the front of this building. Lord God, I thank you for every candidate that lined across the front tonight. And Father God, I thank you for everyone that's been born again in the whole entire world. Lord, I thank you tonight that you've come to save the whole world. But Lord God, I thank you that it come alive in my life when I realize you died on that cross for me. And Lord God, tonight, whoever's not in your hand tonight before they walk out these doors, I pray that they get in your hand before it's eternally too late. Father, I love you and I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus' most holy, precious name. Guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let me put them all on you and none on me. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, you may be seated tonight. The hand of God tonight is what I want to look at. And I'm just curious about the hand of God tonight. As I studied this week, and as we done come through the Resurrection Sunday, done come through Easter, and done come through that, you know, a lot of times we'll just skip on over and we'll go somewhere else. But I just can't get over what he said on the cross and what he said in the garden. You know, I've been preaching on the garden for a while now and what he did in the garden. But I want to look back right here and what Jesus says here. The Bible says that Jesus cried out from the cross, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." That got me to thinking, if Jesus Christ trusted the hand of God. Get this tonight. If Jesus Christ trusted the hand of God, if Jesus Christ, the Son of God, trusted the hand of God tonight, why don't I trust the hand of God tonight? A lot of times we ask people, "Will you give me a lending hand? Will you give me a helping hand? Why would I need your hand tonight when I got God's hand?" Well, I thought about this week. Why would I need your hand if I got God's hand? Why would you need my hand if I got God's hand tonight? A lot of times I want your hand and you want my hand because we want the physical. We want to see the physical hand tonight. But I want to look at this tonight. He said, I command my spirit. And that got me to thinking, if Jesus Christ touches the hand of God, we should as well. Why can we trust the hand of God? Well, first off, you got to understand when he says, Father, in verse number 46, when he says, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. You have to understand what he means here when he says, I commend my spirit unto you. To commend would be to hand over with complete confidence. Him hanging on that cross, and he said, Father, I commend my spirit into your hands. He was hanging on that cross, and with complete confidence, he knew that the flesh was going to die. He knew that he was going to be buried, and he had complete confidence that on that third day, that God Almighty, Jesus Christ our Lord, would come forth out of that tomb. And friends, this afternoon, I want you to know that you and I can trust the hand of God. I want to show you three things in Isaiah chapter number 40, why we can trust the hand of God tonight. Isaiah chapter number 40 and verse number 10, we can trust the hand of God tonight, number one, because it's a strong hand. It's a strong hand what he got tonight. It says in verse number 10 of Isaiah 40, Behold, the Lord God will come with a strong hand. There it is. He said he'll come with a strong hand. And what does he do with that strong hand? I don't know about you tonight, but I know what my father done with his strong hand. Hey, he ruled with that strong hand. That's what the Bible says. And his arm shall rule for him, or that hand shall rule for him. He said with that strong hand, that hand will rule the world, and it'll rule every individual. Friends, tonight, can I say to you, God Almighty, he's in control of every single thing tonight. Everything that goes on, he is in control tonight. He's not sitting on the throne tonight wondering what the United States of America is going to do. Friends, I want you to know tonight, he knows what his church is going to do, and his church is going to survive. The Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against his church. And you say, why is that, preacher? It's because we're not built on the sinking sand, but we're built on that solid rock. We're built on the hand of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ tonight. He said, with that strong hand, his arm shall rule. But also look what he says. Behold, his reward that is with him. Not only does he rule with that hand, but his reward comes with that hand. Friends, tonight, if you want God to reward you and you want God to bless you, you must be in the hand of God tonight. Can I get an amen? Hey, tonight, if you're going to be rewarded and you're going to be blessed, you're going to have to be in the hand of God tonight. He says here when we get here, he rules with his hand. He rewards with his hand. But look what he said he does with that strong hand. Not only does he rule and he rewards, but in verse number 11, he said he feeds with that strong hand. It says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. You know what a shepherd does to his flock? He knows exactly how to feed his flock. He doesn't go and beat that flock. He doesn't go and ridicule that flock. He doesn't go and shear that flock down to where it hurts. You know what a good shepherd does? He feeds his flock. Friends, tonight, I thank God that he is the shepherd tonight. And I thank God that he feeds me tonight. And he feeds you tonight. He feeds us with that strong hand tonight. But not only does he feed us with that hand, it says in verse number 11 that he gathers us with that hand. I can just think about what he does with that strong hand. Not only does he feed me, but when I try to go astray and I try to do things my own way, not only is he feeding me along the way, but he gathers me with that strong hand. He gathers me back where I need to be. He leads me where I need to be. He guides me where I need to be. He says this tonight, not only shall he gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in the bosom, but he gently leads those that are with young. Friends, tonight, not only does he rule and not only does he reward, but he gently leads you and I tonight. I've said this one time and I'll say it again. Hey, we don't serve no fair God. Can I get amen? Hey, tonight, there's nothing fair about God. If God was a fair God tonight, I'd bust hell wide open. But I thank God tonight he's not fair, but he is just tonight. He is just tonight, and that's why he sent his son to a cross called Calvary, and he might justify me by the blood of my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said he's got a strong hand tonight, and I think about that, how he gently leads with his hand. I think about the song, where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Though none go with me, still I will follow. Friends, tonight as we get here, Isaiah said, that he had a strong hand. And Jesus said, I'm going to commend my spirit into that hand tonight. I would ask you tonight, have you commended your spirit? Have you commended your soul into the hand of Jesus Christ tonight? Have you gave your soul to Jesus Christ tonight? You said, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? When you give it over to him, it's no longer my way, but it's his way. Amen? He said, I totally have confidence when I give God my problems. I'll give God my pain. I'll give God my troubles. It's His problem then, and it's no longer mine. But I seen something else in the text, and here's where it just gets sloppy good. You ever know what sloppy good is? Hey, that's when you're chewing something, and it starts running off the elbows, and you get eating it and tearing it up. And I chewed on this week. Not only does He have a strong hand, but He has a measuring hand. He has a hand that measures all things tonight. You think about how strong that hand is, but just as strong as that hand is, and how He can gently lead you. He can gently guide you. He can gently correct you. That same hand can measure anything tonight. And look what He says in verse number 12 tonight. He says this, "Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand?" Friends, tonight I want you to know, He said, "Who measured the waters?" He put an S on that. There'll never be another drop from heaven. There'll never be another lake. There won't be a swimming pool in your backyard. There won't be a bath that you take. There won't be water in that baptistry tonight. Friends, they won't be the Gulf of Mexico. It won't be none of them. Every one of them He measured in the hollow of His hand. That's the kind of God I serve tonight. He measured the waters in the hollow of His hand. You know what the hollow is tonight? That's a holler. That's that spot that holds water. Friends, tonight the hollow of that hand would be right here. It'd be in that hollow of the hand. It wouldn't be out here on the rim. It wouldn't be on the fingertip. It'd be right in the hollow of that hand. You know what else is in the hand tonight? You and I, if we're born again tonight, is in the palm of His hand tonight. We're in the hollow of His hand tonight. He said He measured the waters in the hollow of His hand. I don't know about you, but that blows my mind. There'll not be a drop fall from heaven. There won't be a raindrop fall tonight that He ain't done measured. Glory to God, hallelujah. There won't be a drop fall that He's not done measuring. He said He measured it in the hollow of His hand. And if that don't impress you enough, let me give you this. He said He measured it in the hollow of His hand. What did He measure? Get this tonight. He measured the waters in the hollow of His hand. But look what the book says. Not only did He measure the waters, but He measured heaven with His hand tonight. And when He measured that, look what He says here in verse number 12. And He meted out heaven with the span. And when you read that and you study that, He said that He measured the waters and He meted out heaven. I want you to get this tonight. When He spoke in heaven into existence, He done the heavens, He done the stars, He done everything tonight. I want you to get this tonight. He didn't only do it with His hands, but He done it with His fingers tonight. It's one thing to do it with your hand, but it's something else to do it with your fingers tonight. Folks, I want you to know tonight, by His hands, by His nail-scarred hands tonight. You think about this tonight. What's in His hands tonight? You and I are in His hands tonight if we've been saved. Look what He says tonight. Turn with me to Psalm 8, to chapter number 8, verse 3 and 4. Not only did He measure the waters, but He measured out heaven with His fingers tonight. Psalm chapter number 8 tonight, if you'll turn with me there. Psalm chapter number 8. In verse number 3 tonight, not only did He measure the waters in the hollow of His hands, but look what He did tonight. He measured out heaven with His fingers tonight. Psalm chapter number 8, in verse number 3, the Bible says, I want you to get this tonight. Psalms 8, verse number 3, the Bible says, "When I consider thy heavens and the work of thy fingers." When I consider heaven and the work of thy fingers, "The moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visited him?" Friends, tonight I'm talking about the hand of God. The hand of God, it measured out the waters. And if we look back in Isaiah 40, verse number 12, not only did it measure out the waters, not only did He measure out heaven, but it says in the same verse, He even measured out the dust. He measured out the dust. Look what He says. "Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, meted out heaven with the span, and comprehended." Now get this tonight. Comprehended tonight, that would be the same as measuring. That would be a mathematic term. Look what He says tonight. "To comprehend the dust of the earth in a measure." Even the dust of the earth He's measured. At any moment He can tell you how much dust is in the earth. Man, that's a God we serve. That's a pretty good sized hand. And if He can take care of all these things, He can take care of my little problems. Can I get an amen? Hey, if He knows how much water's in the Gulf of Mexico, and when I'm sitting on that beach, He knows how much sand is out there. Oh, come on. He knows when I'm over in Detroit and I got a problem, He can handle that too. Amen? But He says tonight, He said not only He measured the waters and He measured out heaven, He measured out the dust. But here's what blows my mind. "And weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. So what's the big deal about that, preacher? When I read that, that blowed my mind. Who in here has all been to Gatlinburg? Okay, some of y'all need to take a trip. Some of y'all husbands need to take y'all wife on a long trip, long vacation. But when I read that, it just popped in my mind. I'll never forget, we went up to the top of that mountain. And when we got to the top of that mountain, they said the highest peak. And they started talking about Clemens Dome. And they talked how high it was. They said how high that mountain was, how tall it was. And they had it to precise exactly how tall the mountains was. But that ain't what he says here. He didn't say he measured the height of the mountain. You see, man can measure the height of a mountain. I can look at your mountain in your life, Brother David, and I can say, you're going through a pretty good mountain, a pretty good storm right now, and I can measure the height, but I can't measure the weight of it. Hey, friends, tonight, can I say to you, they can't nobody measure the weight of the mountains in Gatlinburg. They can't nobody measure the weight of the Rocky Mountains. Friends, tonight, I'm trying to tell you about the hand of God. Not only does he know how high they are, but he weighs them. Hey, you let it rain real good, and it starts erosion, and it starts washing away. He still knows how much it weighs. He calculates it. And tonight, when you feel like you're eroding, and you feel like you're washing away, you remember this tonight. You're in his hands. He knows how much you weigh. He knows how much pain you're in. He knows how much trouble and how much sorrow that you're in tonight. He said, if I know how much the mountain weighs, I know how much your burden weighs tonight. Have you ever thought nobody knows the pressure that's on me? Nobody listens to me. Nobody understands. Nobody understands the weight of sin that's on me or the pressure that's on me. Can I say to you tonight, God does. God knows exactly the weight that's on you. And I thought about that tonight. Get this. Man can measure the height of a mountain, but he can never measure the weight of a mountain. He can never measure the weight. Let something happen in your life, and I can look at it, and I can say, man, that's a tragedy. But I'll never know the weight till it's in my life. I can see the height of it. I can see the width of it. But I never know the weight till it comes to my life. Friends, tonight, that's why Jesus said, Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Use the word heavy, because he knows the weight that we carry around on a daily basis. We know the weight. He knows your weight that you carry on a daily basis. I want to ask you a question tonight. The hand of God tonight. How much weight do you carry? Unnecessary weight. Worry about somebody. Worry about this and worry about that one. Unnecessary weight tonight. God says tonight, look what he says in the Bible in Matthew 11:28. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The only one that lightens your load is the only one that can give you rest. I was studying this after Jed got saved. And that night, the next morning, Sister Dana texted me and Brandy and said that Jed said, this is 9-year-old boy now. 9-year-old. He said, I feel physically lighter. If that ain't going with Isaiah 40, I feel physically lighter. Do you remember the day you got born again, how lighter you felt? Man, you felt light. You felt like you could fly. Friends, tonight, can I feel that way all my life, Brother BJ? There's times you're not going to feel like you can fly, but I promise you this, it won't take long. If you just let God do what he does, can I get a witness? It won't be long, you'll be flying. It won't be long, you'll mount up with wings of eagles. It won't be long you'll be able to do what God's called you to do. It won't be long when you quit looking at your hands and start looking at God's hands. When you start looking at the nail-scarred hands. There's not a person in this room tonight that's got a nail scar in their hand. There's not a person in this room tonight can help you like God will help you. Friends, what I'm trying to tell you tonight is God has got a hand that will help you tonight. That's what he does. He's got a helping hand. But he says not only does he have a strong hand of God, that strong hand, and not only does he have a measuring hand, I think about how strong that hand is, and I think how he measures all things. How he measures all things. Go over to Genesis 1, and he talks how he created stuff. He said, oh, yeah, and by the way, I created the stars, too. I put them out there, too. You know how big a star is? Pretty good size. Pretty good size. And he said, oh, yeah, and by the way, I created that, too. But you know heaven, earth, sun, moon, everything that you can think of, there's nothing he created like you. Out of everything he created, there's nothing he created like you. You're special to him. You're loved by him. Man, he wants a relationship with you like you've never seen before in your life. Well, you know when I get this sidetracked and don't get where I need to be is when I get my eyes off the hand of God. I see his hand all over my life. A lot of times I don't see the evidence, but I see his hand. See what he's talking about, Brother BJ? A lot of times I don't see what's going on, but I see his hand. If you'd have told me 20-something people would have stood here, and that's not counting how thick they was since we've been in the building, I told you we'd probably baptized 10. Why? Because I got short memory. I forget how good God's hand's been to me. I forget how good God's hand's been to me. I forget what God's delivered me from and the grace he showed me. And it ain't long if I forget how good God's been to me and the mercy and the grace he showed me. When I forget that, I won't be able to give it out to the next person I come in contact with. But when I keep that grace and mercy, what God's done for me on the lips of my lips, I can show mercy and grace to the next individual. But he says tonight, not only does he have a strong hand and a measuring hand, I'm talking about the hand of God. And Jesus commended his spirit to him. You know what Jesus told his disciples? He said, the spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak. Not only does he have a strong hand and a measuring hand, but I want to finish up with this tonight. We can trust the hand of God because the hand of God is a steady hand. It's a steady hand. You know, the hand of God will never shake. It'll never get a twitch to it. Older you get, you'll get a twitch. Get nervous, you'll get a twitch. Get mad enough, you get a twitch. You get overwhelmed enough, you'll get a little twitch. The hand of God don't never twitch. No matter what you put in his hand tonight, no matter what you bring to him, no matter what you tell him, no matter what you do tonight, his hand never twitches, it never moves. He's got a steady hand tonight. Folks, tonight, can I say something to you? You can live the best life you can live and you'll never have a steady hand. That kills self-righteousness. That nails self-righteousness to the wall. You can live the best life you can ever live. You can pay your bills, do good to the next man. You can do everything. Be at church every time the door. You can do everything that you want to do. And your hand won't never be as steady as God's hand. Tonight, what I'm trying to tell you is, if you want your life to be what God's called it to be, get it out of your hands and get it in his hands. Tonight, as your pastor, I got to quit worried about what I can do with my hands and let him do it with his hands. He says tonight he has a steady hand, and I want to show you this in the text. He says tonight he has a steady hand. If you'll turn with me tonight, we're talking about the steady hand of God, to Job chapter number 12 and verse number 10. We're talking about the hand of God that you can trust. It's a steady hand, number one, because it's a reliable hand. The hand's reliable tonight. Job chapter number 12 and verse number 10. Job knew God's hand. He knew God's hand. He knew what it was to be in trouble. He knew what it was to be with temptation come and things come his way. His friends turn his back on. Job knew. But he said this in Job chapter number 12 and verse number 10. The steady hand of God is a reliable hand tonight. It's reliable. Look what he says in Job chapter number 12 and verse number 10. In whose hand is the soul of every living thing and the breath of all mankind. Tonight, that steady hand of God, he holds it all. Folks, he holds it all tonight. And you're dead. And I'm dead. Let him cut this off. You're dead. When he calls me home, the best doctor you can find when it's my time to go, the best doctor you can find when he calls me home, the best doctor you can find can't keep me from going home. You see, the doctor don't hold my breath. I don't hold my breath. You don't hold. You know who holds my breath? God and God alone. When it's your time, he said, not only do I hold the breath, but I hold the soul. He said, it's a reliable hand tonight. If the one that's controlling my breath, I should rely on his hand tonight. He said, Job said he knew it was a reliable hand. But turn back with me to Isaiah chapter number 49. Not only is it a reliable hand, but his hands are recorded tonight. He said, not only is it reliable and you can rely on them, but it's recorded in his hands tonight. Isaiah chapter number 49 and verse number 15 tonight. I want to show you this. Isaiah 49 and verse number 15. Man, this right here is this. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Job knew God's hand. Isaiah knew God's hand. Look what he says in Isaiah 49, verse number 15. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? I'd say yes to that. We see that in the world we live in right now. I'd say yes to that. Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, he said, I want you to look at this. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Family may forget you, friends may forget you, but the Father will never forget you. My last point, and we're going to go home, that the Lord showed me this week, and I'll share it with you. You can trust the hand of God, number one, because it's a steady hand. That hand's reliable, and that hand is recorded. But it's also a rescuing hand. Turn with me to John chapter number 10 tonight, in verse number 28. We're talking about the hand of God. Isaiah said he measured it all out. If he can measure the ocean, he can measure the dust, and he can measure everything out. Don't you think he can take care of you and I tonight in a mighty way? John chapter number 10 and verse number 28. And I'd say to you tonight, John knew God's hand. John knew God's hand. And John knew God's hand was all over him. In John chapter number 28, the Bible says, and I give unto them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. Let me explain it to you in old Detroit term. Jesus said, no man can pluck them out of my hand. He has me in his hand. That's pretty good being in Jesus' hand. Would you agree? That's pretty good being in Jesus' hand. Would y'all not agree? But tonight, we've not been talking about the hand of Jesus. Listen to me now. Listen to me. We ain't been talking about Jesus' hand. We've been talking about the Father's hand, God's hand. Not the Son's hand, God's hand. He said, I'm in the Son's hand. But Jesus said, well, boys, guess what? I'm in the Father's hands. He said, you're in my hand? There I am, Brother BJ, right there in Jesus' hand. And he said, but I'm in the Father's hand. And if you'll read the next verse down there, he said, we are one. We are one. I don't know about you tonight, but when the old devil comes after me and he comes looking for me, the old devil can't find me. I'm in the Father's hand. Folks, tonight I want you to know when you get in that Father's hand tonight, that's a place that is a steady place tonight. When you get wrapped up in that Father's hand tonight, it's a very, 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 very steady place. It's a safe place. Let me show you this in the text tonight. Let me show you this tonight. He says this in verse 28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they should never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. There I am. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. I ask you a question tonight. Are you in the hand of God? If you're in the hand of God tonight, you're in a strong hand. You're in a hand tonight, no matter what you go through the rest of this week or the rest of your life, He's measured it out. He can handle it. And that hand's steady tonight. When you get wavering and you get where you just, man, you don't know what to do, you rely on that steady hand. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence tonight, I love you so much. I thank you for Calvary. I thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I thank you tonight, Father. It's not on my merits. It's not on what I do or what I've done or where I've been. But it's all to do with Jesus Christ. Lord God, I thank you tonight that I'm in His hands and He's in yours tonight. Father God, I thank you tonight that you're one tonight. And I thank you tonight, Father, for your blood, your mercy, and your grace. And Lord, I pray tonight as we go through this week, We stop relying on our hand, and we start relying on your hand. Oh, Lord, tonight. Lord, I pray tonight for each and every one that's in this place tonight. Father, I pray a special blessing tonight in a mighty way. Lord, I thank you tonight for the ones that got baptized, that stood before the church. And I thank you for Jed tonight, Father. Lord, I pray you bless that young man in a mighty way. Lord God, tonight as a church, we've been praying for baby Landry. And Lord God, it's no time to stop, but it's time to keep praying. Lord God, I pray tonight that you have your will and way in that baby's life. And Lord God, I thank you tonight that she's in your hands. And Lord God, that hand is strong. And that hand's measured that baby in a mighty way. And Father God, we've seen how steady your hand's been through all this. Lord, I pray tonight as we walk out of this building, we can say it's been good to be in the house of the Lord. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All of God's people said, amen. I ask you to stand tonight before we leave. I ask you to stand. All right, here's what we do around here. Y'all ready?